Hi, I'm Caleb Bradle with the Northern Nevada Business Weekly, here with this week's Business Beat. Over the last year, housing prices in the region have continued to rise, while interest rates have remained historically low. That's been good news for existing homeowners, who were able to refinance their mortgage to a lower monthly payment or to take out money for home improvement projects. But it's been a lot harder for people looking to break into the housing market. That's especially true in northern Nevada, where high demand and low inventory have led to record-setting median home prices. And that's pushed many middle-income families and laid-off workers out of the market. Toilet paper, jigsaw puzzles, lawn chairs? The pandemic led to a surge in demand for a variety of products last year. For Carter Brothers Ace Hardware in Midtown Reno, that meant items that had been collecting dust for years were suddenly out of stock. Co-owner Tim Carter says he used to spend much of his time figuring out what people wanted. But last year, that didn't matter. If anything, he says the company had trouble keeping up with a sudden interest in home products. But he's worried revenues may slow as more people restart canceled travel plans. And speaking of travel, people across the country are itching to get out of town after a year of virus-related travel restrictions, and many are turning to travel agents to navigate confusing rules and restrictions. According to the American Society of Travel Advisors, in early March, 76% of travel advisors were seeing a boost in customers compared to pre-COVID, and 80% are hearing from travelers who have never worked with a travel advisor before. For more business news, check out the Northern Nevada Business Weekly at nnbw.com and in print on Wednesdays. For KUNR, I'm Caleb Radle.